Chapter 8. How Robin Hood Died. After the feast in the woods with the king, it was many a year before Robin Hood saw Sherwood again. Robin, through his great skill as an archer, became a favorite with the king. He speedily rose to be the chief of all the archers. At last the king, seeing how faithful he was, made him Earl of Huntingdon. Thus Robin followed the king to wars and found his time so full that he had no chance to come back to Sherwood for even so much as a day. King Richard died at war, in such a way as properly became a lion-hearted king. After a time, the Earl of Huntingdon, or Robin Hood by his old name, came back to England and Sherwood again. The news that Robin Hood had come back again to live in Sherwood soon spread all over, but not all were glad to hear the news of Robin Hood's return. When the news of this reached the ears of King John, the new king, he swore that he would not rest until he had Robin Hood in his power, dead or alive, for he thought Robin had not yet paid for his crimes. A knight at the court, Sir William Dale, knew Sherwood Forest well, for he was head keeper over part of the forest near Mansfield Town. The king turned to him and told him to take an army of men and go to seek Robin Hood. King John gave Sir William his ring to show to the sheriff so that he might gather all his men to aid Sir William in the search for Robin. So Sir William and the sheriff set forth to do as the king wished. Now, had Robin Hood been as peaceful as of old, everything might have ended in nothing. However, he had fought for years under King Richard and was changed from what he used to be. Thus it came about at last that Robin Hood and his archers who had come back to him met Sir William and the sheriff and their men in the forest. A bloody fight followed. The first man killed in the fight was the sheriff of Nottingham. In the end, Sir William Dale was badly wounded and most of his men killed, so he gave up and left the forest. But many good men were left behind, stretched out all stiff beneath the sweet green trees. Though Robin Hood had beaten his enemies in a fair fight, all this lay heavily on his mind. He fell ill, and for 3 days he had a fever. On the morning of the fourth day, he called Little John to him. He asked his old friend to take him to his cousin in Kirklees at Yorkshire. This cousin was skilled at helping the sick. He wanted her to take a little blood from him for his health. Now, Robin had done much to aid this cousin of his. It was through King Richard's love of Robin that she became important in Kirklees. But there is nothing in the world so easily forgotten as things to be thankful for. When she had heard how her cousin, the Earl of Huntingdon, had thrown away everything and gone back again to Sherwood, she was afraid. She feared that her relation with him would bring the king's anger on her also. Thus, when Robin came to her and told her how he wished for her help, she made an evil plan against him. She led him up the long stone stairs to a room in a high tower. However, she would not let Little John come with him. There, she cut her cousin's arm to let out the blood, but she cut just a little deeper than was needed. Locking the door behind her, she left Robin Hood to slowly bleed to death. When he noticed his weakness at the loss of blood, Robin tried to call Little John with his horn. But Little John could not get in and had to break down the doors of the tower to reach his master. He arrived too late. Thus died Robin Hood at Kirklees in fair Yorkshire. His archers left their band to live outside the woods after that. They are the men who handed down these tales to their children and their children's children. A certain tale says that on a stone at Kirklees is some old writing. This I give in the ancient English in which it appears. It says thus: "Here underneath this ladle steen lays Robert Earl of Huntingdon. Ne arser ver es hy sae good, and people called him Robin Hood, sic ut laws as hy and is men. Will England neither see again. Obit 24 cal, Decembris 1247. And now, dear friend, we also must part, for our journey has ended. Here, at the grave of Robin Hood, we turn, each going his own way.